Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about when enough is enough. Before we do that, though, I want to thank our sponsor, the Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property that you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys, and just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor, go check them out at their website, www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I've got the case of the Mondays today. My throat's acting up a little bit with the weather here in Texas.
Too much screaming as a new coach?
I didn't coach this weekend. We didn't have any games. I screamed at Jordan's game on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Because I was just about to say, I know you had a soccer game.
Yeah, she played. It was her second game. It was the first game I got to watch. We're going to have to work on some things.
But did she score? Because I know her first game, she had like three goals.
She dominated her first game. This game, I think Dad was there, so she wasn't putting on a show.
Oh, she wasn't putting on a show?
No, she didn't do so good. She five-year-old girls throwing the ball to her friend instead of towards the goal that they're going towards. And so,
do they huddle in a circle? I remember when I was all the kids like run into a circle and then just like kind of kick the ball around.
No, so they played this team that had been playing together for like the last three seasons. So in 4-on-4, the U soccer, I guess it's supposed to be 4-on-4. They were pulling somebody out of the 4-on-4 and putting a goalie back there. So normally you get a breakaway and a goal. Well, they had somebody always sitting in between a goalpost.
It just sounds like better coaching.
I'm not saying that. I'm not going to. We have volunteers as coaches.
Okay.
So, yeah. How was your weekend?
Mine was good.
Good?
Yeah. I'm going to take this next week kind of easy, take a step back maybe, just focus on like some sales stuff, maybe some acquisitions, but kind of trying to live that land investor life of just doing like a four-hour day.
That's what mine started to be. Now it's not. It's too full. We've already filled up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. Yep. Yeah, it's spring break. I might have to turn off some stuff.
Well, good for you. I'll be, I don't know what I'll be doing, but I'll be doing something.
Yeah, the kids are out for spring break this week, so that's going to be, it's fun for a lot of people that they have work off, or if they're teachers, they have that off, and you get to see your kids a little bit more, so you want to enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Sometimes you want to hang out with Bear.
I got to see your kids, so.
Yeah, you got to see them.
Yeah.
Did you hit the winery this weekend, Adam?
You're bringing that up?
Did you hit the winery this weekend?
Well, I was kind of tricked into it. I thought we were going to a nice casual family dinner, and we ended up at a winery.
Yeah. Hey, but think about the cost savings you had, though. So we go to Joe T's. We spend $35 on a pitcher.
Well, that was the plan, right? I asked if you wanted to go to Joe T's. Yeah.
So $35 for the pitcher, and then like $15 for dinner. You bought Qdoba. It was what, $15 for you and MB?
Actually, MB paid for dinner. Yeah. So all I had was a bottle of wine.
And it was $16?
Well, I'm not a wine club member, so
you can use my discount.
It was $21, but still didn't break the bank.
Still a lot cheaper than the $150 would have spent at Joe T's.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, speaking of money, when's enough enough?
That is a solid question.
I mean, as we talk about building these businesses and scaling them to a certain point, what is enough?
I don't really know. I got we were talking about that at the meetup. Mm-hmm. I had initially, so I was talking with our friends John and Jerry, and I initially had said if I had 100 properties making cash flow of $250 between $250 and $350 a month, mm-hmm. I'd be done. I wouldn't be doing anything except maintaining that.
Yeah.
And Jerry was like, "Would you though?" And I really had to think. So I didn't even really think. I immediately said, "No, you're right. I probably wouldn't. I keep going."
Yeah, you'd still be throwing some stuff back. I mean, we've had good months where we were up for the first half of the year, and then we just start slowly getting bored and start doing stuff. So I think it's impossible to not do something. You're going to continue to work on something.
Yeah, I think that's the entrepreneur in all of us, right?
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think I would just quit and just go travel for a year or something, right? But it takes a lot of hustle to get to that amount. I know Steven over at Land Academy asked if you would make $100,000 a month, what would you do?
Yeah, and when I told him I would be relaxing on the beach, he looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, "No, you got to keep producing." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm in a different spot in my life. I've done the 19 on, 2 days off, 12 hours a day. I've grinded that.
Yeah, I also think if I was making that kind of money, I'd probably be looking to put it with syndicators.
Okay.
Like, you know, because if I made 100 grand a month, I could just give money to people who want to be doing the hustle.
Yeah.
And then taking my return.
Your return. Yeah. I mean, that's working harder, smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Because I don't think you're not working at all if you got a syndicator doing it.
No, you get a preferred rate and usually a guaranteed return.
Yeah. Actually, I heard Grant Cardone say that one of his deals, a friend of him gave him $300,000 for an apartment complex. Mm-hmm. He got, you know, his 12% IRR. And then he got, after 5 years, Grant Cardone gave him $900,000 back.
That's not a bad day.
As the sell of the apartment complex. And I was thinking, man, if I had the money,
yeah,
I'd be doing that all day.
Do a couple of those a year. Yeah, but it's all going to the pot, you know. So I think the question is how often are you getting mail out there, and does that support enough is enough for you?
There's different modes of that, though, right? When you're in growth mode,
yeah,
put it out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often wondered, if I hit that number, let's say I got my 100 that were mm-hmm. making between 250 and 350, is it even possible to just kind of go in, what's the word I'm looking for, just maintenance mode? Or do you think that they fall off or they pay off too much? Or do you think you'll constantly have to keep buying?
I don't think it would be as fast as you think it's going to be. Like, we had one default this week, and this guy's paid for 2 years. He's always been 30 days late, and this time he just missed the days.
And so have you talked to him? Is he done?
I sent his release stuff and told him he could have a month to cure it, and never did. So we'll resell the property.
In 2 years, you got to have all your money back.
By far. I think we bought this one for like $800, and he's paid 20. He wasn't quite 2 years, but he's paid $2,400.
Well,
you need a cash flow property?
Well, where is that one?
It's in San Bernardino, California.
Oh, man. I've got so many people calling about California property.
Do you? Okay. Well, we could talk something.
Yeah, we'll look at it.
You know, I think we, from different perspectives in our life, because remember when you're like 16, 17, you're just getting a taste of the first paycheck because you're sacking groceries at Winn-Dixie or whatever your first job was. And you're like, oh, if I only made $40,000 a year, I'd be set. I remember when I walked into my interview at Wells Fargo for a personal banker job, it was like $50,000 a year. I was like, if I made $50,000 a year, I'm going to be so set.
And then you quickly gain $50,000 worth of bills, and now you need $100,000.
Yeah, my bills aren't that bad.
Well, I know. Let's say the standard
person. But the standard person is, yeah. They had to go get the new clothes, the new car to match the new job, and then the new apartment to match the new car and the new job and the new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a vicious cycle. But me and Jessica had that talk last week. I was like, hey, we need to sit down and go through everything and do like a leak check to see where money's going in and out. Just double check our bills if we're actually using them. You know, are we using cable? Can we cut it? Our insurance is where they need to be. And I think it's a good drill to have. But, you know, if you get to a point where I'm not saying live on the bare minimums, but you know exactly where you're at, you can find what enough is for you for that time. You know, if I want to put the kids to private school, I'm going to have to make a little bit more money.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I track every dollar that I make. You know, I know exactly what I need every single month, and
it kind of creeps me out when you tell me how much money you made to the cent last year. I brought home XYZ, and I'm like, damn, I need to look at those.
I don't know if I'm an anomaly. I don't know if other people do that.
I think you're an anomaly.
Okay, well,
you're special.
It works for me, because like I've been broke,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's why I'm like that before, like that now, because I know exactly what I need to make, and it eases some comfort for me. But because of that, like, I keep my bills low.
Yeah.
And as I make more and more money, I try and make sure that that amount doesn't go up higher, so that when I do hit that number, whatever I'm comfortable with, I can maintain it.
So what's your goal right now for yourself? I mean, we talked about goals at the beginning of the year, but like in your head, like, oh, this is where I'm going to get to. And I'm going to chill for a little bit. I'm going to be like, you called maintenance mode. I think you're always going to go into maintenance mode because you're not going to be as hungry. Like, do I really need to do this? And you start being a little more selective on your properties that are coming back. You start picking your counties out a little bit wiser. Go after some stuff that you really like.
Yeah. So right now, it's like I said earlier, 100 properties making between 250 and 350 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotta get some mail out there for that, though.
The mail is out.
Offers to Owners has a 10% discount right now. I think it's March mail, and it's 10% off. If you're already a Land Academy member, it's 55 cents. So you come down to 50 cents.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know. Do you know how it works? I didn't know if you had to prepay or if you just had.
No, just coupon code in it. I've sent a ton of mail this week and I found that.
Wait, so what I'm asking is, like, could I buy it right now and then use that? Or does I have to put the mail out right now?
You have to put the mail out right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still a good deal.
No, great deal. Great deal. We mailed seven counties this last week. I'm going to put another two out next week.
Nice.
So, yeah, about to get crazy over Lamuel.
Do you get, what's the word? Do you get a sense of anticipation when all the mail goes out waiting for that first call to come in?
I used to. Right now, I don't, because I feel like I have so much other stuff going on. I kind of forget that I sent it or I've okayed it. Like, I need to go back and check the dashboard to see if I've okayed everything, because we sent a bunch of mail out this weekend.
Yeah. Because, you know, you always get that giant wave every time the mail comes out. And then if you're constantly mailing, the calls are always coming, but it still hits really big all at one time.
Yeah.
When I see that, like, those first, like, 10, 20 calls coming the first day, I don't know. I don't know if I get excited, nervous. I don't know. I get something.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. There's something there that the magic when the calls start coming in, you know, good and bad, it gets a little magic for you. But, you know, I'm kind of just getting through some closings. We had some rough closings this last couple of weeks, just little things that were falling apart. But
closings, you know, on the buy side or the sell side?
On both. Mm. On both. You know, we went through title on one property, say, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. No HOA fees, nothing. Then we go to close on the second one on the sell side, you know, 2-3 weeks later, and magically it's got $800 in HOA fees. Mm. And you're like, what? Where did this come from?
That's not a good surprise.
It is what it is. Oh. You just chalk it up. The guy that we bought it from signed an affidavit, so the title company will go back and get it from him. Mm. So we're not going to be at it because we're required to give us clear title. Mm. So
nice. Well, how about you? Let's go back to this. What do you have enough is enough goal in mind?
Right now, I don't, because I've set everything up of like what I want to do per business per month, and then just kind of work from there. So, like with Lamuel, I want to do $10,000 a month. That's not crazy.
No.
Plum, I wanted to do two deals a week. I wanted to buy a deal and sell a deal, and make a minimum of $10,000 per deal. So, I mean, that's not too crazy.
I don't think so, especially when you get systems in place and you get things rolling.
Yeah. So. Right now, I mean, I think my shift for me last year and the end of last year and this year has been helping other people get their businesses up and going. So you kind of have that group of people around you that are getting a little bit farther ahead. So I haven't really been looking at the monetary number more than knowing that my bills are covered and we're able to keep buying property.
Well, that works.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else?
No, I mean,
I don't want to beat it to death, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get off the airwaves already, I mean, it's Monday. That they don't want to go to work. It's 8:15.
Hopefully they're working while they're listening.
They could be. They could be. But they don't want to jump into that quite yet.
Then what else you got?
Well, let's let's give ourselves a goal for this month.
Okay.
So you want to hit 100 properties.
Mm-hmm.
So it means you got to buy 100 properties. We're not going to buy 100 properties this month. That's silly. But let's get two more cash flow properties for you by the end of the month, and you kind of walk us through them the last week of the month. Could you do that?
You mean purchase two more cash flow?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty easy. I got in flow deal bound right now, so.
In flow. Is that right? Inbound deal flow.
Inbound deal flow, yeah.
Man, you're chopping words up like me now. I'm like, wait, I actually understood that.
I got a ton of deals coming in right now, so purchasing is not that big a deal.
Okay.
I actually do have one property I've been going back and forth on. It's in this county that I really like,
mm-hmm.
and I offered $3,000 for it. Mm-hmm. That's 20 acres, and the guy really wants $5,000. It's the only one I got back in that area.
Okay.
And I'm on the fence of doing it,
mm-hmm.
and the reason why is because I've just never paid $5,000 for 20 acres for a cash flow mm-hmm. deal, even though the numbers make sense. But here's the thing that's...
So why does it have to be cash flow? Just buy it for $5,000 and sell it for
$15,000? I don't think the numbers work.
Support cash flow, or without... terms?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But the property is 20 acres with maintained roads and electricity. So I'm thinking, well, of course it's worth $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice property. But then the other part of me is like, well, I made an offer of $3,000. I don't normally negotiate on them.
See, I do. I'll tell them, but man, best I can do is $4,000.
Well, okay. So I made an offer of $2,650. I said the best I can do is $3,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's when you say, I have to go talk to my partner, man. I really want this property.
I've done it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he initially came back, said the lowest he can go is $10,000.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then he's at $5,000.
No, well, then he said $8,000.
Oh.
Now he's at $5,000, and he said $5,000 is my bottom number.
Well, I mean, he's moving. We're not too far off.
No. It's a great property, though. I mean, I don't think I should have any trouble selling it, but the spread for a cash wouldn't be huge, but it's a great terms property.
Okay.
That would be one. All I got to do is close on that, so now you just need one more.
Yep, all you need is one more.
I got a ton of them in Socorro County. If I could just find a way to to view the parcels.
Maybe that's what we plead out to the listeners on this. And you've tried Parcel Fact. You've tried Parlay. You've tried MapRite.
I've tried everything looking for...
Oryx Hunt.
I've tried everything looking for a way to view Socorro County. And I even saw an investor on Lands of America who had like the blue square around some of his property. Mm-hmm. And I emailed him. And he didn't respond.
He didn't want to help you.
No, he didn't want to help.
He knows your name.
And so, yeah, if anyone out there knows how to find property in Socorro County, hit me up because
you were duped.
I'm losing deals right now, and I don't like that feeling.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I need to get something for myself. So I need to buy like 4 properties this month.
Well, what do you got going?
Just got mail. I just mailed 7 counties last week, so I'm about 2 weeks out.
Well, then the month will be over. So what do you got?
That's it, man. That's it.
So your goal is just to keep the.
I got to get 4. I'll get them by the end of the month, unless okay. I got their title.
All right.
So we closed on our property in Kentucky last week. So that's pretty cool. We had to hire some guy that's a super outdoorsy like realtor, and he's had bring his boat to get to these properties and go break into the houses.
Break into houses.
Yeah, because it has cabins and trailer houses on it, and the dad's in the pen, and we bought it from the daughter. Mm. And she ain't been there in 20 years.
These properties are only accessible by water?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
This area, it's a great thing. Because, I mean, they have houses, they have power, they have water, they have septic on them already. So, like, it's a thing there.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Well,
I just still get a little antsy hiring realtors.
Oh, I know. But we're going to drive 12 hours?
No. 14 hours? I mean, I don't even know how you get photos for that if you don't hire a realtor, like.
Yeah, I mean, you hire somebody to go do it, but the realtor can go and kind of manage the project for us and we give them an extra kick or two.
But are the photographers even going to, I mean, if they don't have a boat, they're going to have to rent one. It's going to cost you quite a bit.
Live life on the edge.
Living life on the edge is hiring a photographer to rent a boat.
Yeah.
Exciting life.
bet big, win big. So let's get everybody back to work.
All right.
You want to send us off?
Sure. That is it. We'll call it for today. Make sure you're... setting goals for yourself. Follow Justin and I's lead. Get some done this month. And while you're doing that, add to your goal list to go to Facebook and go to Instagram. And give us a like and a follow. Then go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Give us a like, subscribe, rate, review, everything you can. We love it. And it really helps the show out. And make sure we keep coming back each and every week. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.